With the federal capital 60 miles south of the Mason-Dixon line, Lincoln did not have to be convinced. Confederate agents visited Washington so frequently, an employee at one hotel kept a room always reserved for them. With so many disloyal employees in the federal bureaucracy, Lincoln knew he could not rely on government agents to manage mundane defense contracts, much less a sensitive security service. Until Northern forces arrived in April, Washington had felt dangerously isolated, with rumors, which panicked Mary Lincoln, spreading that rebel batteries planted on the Virginia Heights overlooking the city were ready to bombard it. Webster showed up promptly at 10 o'clock. Lincoln handed him two telegrams and asked him to send them out when you have reached a point where communication is possible. One was to George McClellan in Columbus, Ohio, just made commanding general of the state's volunteer army. The other was for Pinkerton. Lincoln didn't bother with the cumbersome cipher. The message simply summoned Pinkerton to Washington, where his services were greatly needed. Webster took the two pieces of paper, rolled them up tightly, and slipped them into the hollow of his walking cane. He screwed back on the cane's handle and left the executive mansion. In late April, Pinkerton arrived in Washington. He found its streets packed with soldiers armed and eager for the fray, he later wrote, with officers and orderlies galloping from place to place. The tramp of armed men was heard on every side, and strains of martial music filled the air. Washington, like Richmond, was becoming a city under arms. The federal capital's population had swelled to 200,000, the influx of soldiers taxing the antiquated water supply system, pumping untreated water from the Potomac into homes, government buildings, and the White House. The Army's insatiable appetite for firewood eventually deforested the Virginia side of the Potomac River. Of Washington's 264 miles of streets, only Pennsylvania Avenue was smoothly paved and lighted. The rest were muddy, potholed brick or lumpy cobblestone roads with occasional lamps flickering. Stinking raw sewage accumulated near the White House. The British Foreign Office considered the city so uncivilized, it designated Washington a hardship post for its diplomats.